So what Mitch Horowitz is talking about in this book is a lot is like the new thought stuff and the kind of law of attraction stuff, occultism, and how it relates to like the paradigm shift in with quantum physics, and kind of like a restructuring of how we conceive reality. You know, like we learn that there's water on the moon, and that, you know, that Venus and Mars have like might have remnants of microbial life. And just all these different conceptions of the way that we constructed reality previously have been shattered. And obviously we talk about this a lot on the show, but like things in quantum physics experiments and theories that have been proven under certain circumstances do more of that shattering. So it's like, it's kind of interesting to consider, is there like the potential of like existing in that flux state when you can see the results of the all the possibilities of many worlds, you know? And like, are you kind of like, are you manifesting that like turtle symbology through like filtering that that flux state, you know? Like that's just an example, obviously, but in terms of all like quantum synchronous turtle stuff. Yeah, because I say it in that way because people have been relaying kind of things like that to me, of like reality shifting, and obviously there's the whole like 5D consciousness and all that stuff, and the new age attempts to marry the many worlds theory into reality. I think that stuff's kind of in reincarnation as well. Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of weird syncs going around, though. Synchronicities, that is. Mm-hmm. So I just wrote that long-ish post. I mean, not long for a real thing, but for a little written Patreon post. A little dive into that John Stajko. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name, but John Stajko, Letters to God's Eye, and I included the PDF of the translations, which if you haven't read them yet, you should check them out. I've been thinking a lot about through that guy, James Branch Cabell, who's one of my favorite writers. I go into it on the post a bit, but the way that the fictional or fantastical like creations that a person births can then sort of feed back into their own lives. It's kind of the same thing as like, you know, the 90s approach to like chaos magic and hyper sigil stuff. But it's certainly a big part of my own writing process. And so to see it in someone like, you know, in the 19 teens and 20s, and Cabell writing about this character based on him who's entering into the fantastical world he wrote, which is actually like partially real, like all these sort of layers of you know, people might call it like a meta narrative, but I think it's more interesting than that like postmodern kind of approach. It's more like I'm not really sure. I guess it's, I mean, like I mentioned in the post, Crowley was sort of a, at least for a while, a big fan of Cabell. And so it's kind of a magical sort of approach, even though Cabell wasn't himself an occultist by any definition of the term. But I don't know, these layers of creation. And then that got me thinking more about the, I guess it borders on interacting with the simulation theory stuff. This idea that we're sort of the written or created product of some intelligence, and that maybe that's, you know, synchronicity is sort of the revelation of the hand of the writer or something.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I was like looking through my notes on my phone to see if there were any like recent things I was jotting down that I might want to talk about on this. But I came across, I think, from our Hyperstition CCRU episode, this Nick Land quote, where he says, "What is concealed, the occult, is an alien order of time which betrays itself through coincidences, synchronicities, and similar indications of an intelligent arrangement of fate. An example is the Kabbalistic pattern occulted in ordinary languages, a pattern that cannot emerge without eroding itself, since the generalized human understanding and deliberated usage of letter clusters as numerical units would shut down the channel of coincidence alien information."
Yeah,
it's pretty, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, that's kind of just what you said too. Yeah.
Except he had an editor or whatever. But yeah,
That was from an interview. But yeah,
fuck,
he got you, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Land got him again.
No, he's good. I can't say he's good. He's interesting.
Can I quote you on that?
On patreon.com/consensusunreality, you will find bonus episodes, written content, and much more.